Part 1 of The Ethical Engineer by Harry Harrison. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Reading by Greg Marguerite. Part 1 of The Ethical Engineer by Harry Harrison. That mores is strictly a matter of local custom cannot be denied. But that ethics is pure opinion also? Maybe there are times for murder and theft and slavery. All nature is but art unknown to thee. All chance, direction which thou canst not see. All discord, harmony not understood. All partial evil, universal good. And spite of pride, in erring reason's spite, one truth is clear, whatever is right. Alexander Pope, Essay on Man. Chapter 1. Jason Dinault looked unhappily at the two stretchers as they were carried by. "Are they at it again?" he asked. Brucco nodded, the scowl permanently ingrained now on his hawk-like face. "We have only one thing to be thankful for. That is, so far at least, they haven't used any weapons on each other." Jason looked down unbelievingly at the shredded clothing, crushed flesh, and broken bones. The absence of weapons doesn't appear to make much difference when two Pyrans start fighting. It seems impossible that this damage could be administered barehanded. "Well, it was. Even you should know that much about Pyrus by now. We take our fighting very seriously. But they never think of how much more work it makes for me. Now I have to patch these two idiots up and try to find room for them in the ward." He stalked away, irritated and annoyed as always. Jason usually laughed at the doctor's irascible state, but not today. Today, and for some days past, he had found himself living with a persistent feeling of irritation that had arrived at the same time as his discovery that it is far easier to fight a war than to administer a peace. The battle at the perimeter still continued. Still, the massed malevolence of the Pyran lifeforms were not going to call a truce simply because the two warring groups of humans had done so. There was battle on the perimeter and a continual feeling of unrest inside the city. So far there had been very little traffic between the city Pyrans and those living outside the walls, and what contact there had been usually led to the kind of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?